When Tammy mentioned yesterday before we left that she was going home to make, what were you?
Manicotti.
Manicotti.
Which is basically just rolled up lasagna, let's be honest.
Lasagna's younger brother.
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay, I'll go with that.
I was very curious because I love Italian food. I am Italian. Tammy's accused me of being a food snob. And I've accused her of being an under-seasoner at times with food, which by the way, between us, don't tell Tammy this, but I only do it to not bother her.
Yeah.
That's really the only reason I say it. But don't tell Tammy. I like her to think I really think that her food's always underseasoned. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
You're here.
Did you want this or not?
I do. So Tammy brought us some food. We're going to sample it right now. And I'm going to let you know with my sophisticated, very snobby, very irritating food snobbery palate what I think about your manicotti.
Okay.
We need some Italian eating music, please.
Okay.
In Italy, they literally stand in the streets and sing this.
Uh-huh, sure they do.
Everybody, we're about to eat a manicotti.
All right, I like it.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
Manicotti. All right, so, Tammy, what is in this manicotti?
Okay, so it's ricotta cheese. There is spinach. There are mushrooms.
Ooh.
There is sweet Italian sausage. I made the sauce myself, so there's a good amount of wine in the sauce. Obviously, all the spices and whatnot, but let me know what you think. And producer Jessica has some, too.
I think it's very good.
Oh, there's a butt coming.
Right.
I can hear it.
I'm sure it's just me. I think it needs a little salt.
Oh, my God.
But I'm a salter. You know that. You've yelled at me at restaurants before that I salt my food before I even taste my food. But it's very good. I mean, it's got a great flavor, a great a consistency to it. I just a little salt. That's it. But it's really, really good.
Okay.
Thank you. And thank you for thinking of us.
You're welcome.
I'm going to give this a 7.5 out of 10. How about that?
Wow. Okay.
I liked it. I gave it a 10 out of 10. Do you know, John, that you've become that traveler guy? That I think it's going to be hard for you to be around you when there's any Italian food present for a few years. Because we went out to an Italian place a couple weeks ago, this great place by the office. And the entire time he sat there, oh, this reminds me of this dish I had when I was in Florence. Oh, this wine.
I know. I am. You're right.
Well, I don't know about those noodles, if they'll be as good as the one I had in Venice. I'm like, oh, my God.
Okay, that's garbage. I was never in Venice.
Oh.
You're right. I can't deny. Tammy, I was joking about the 7.5 out of 10. This is really, really tasty. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm going to get some salt, but thank you. I appreciate you feeding us. Italian food, pasta specifically, is so much better the day after than it is the day of. When it has all the time to soak in all the sauce and the flavor and the meats and the cheese.
Did you notice a little bit of the little kick that's in this sauce, by the way?
Yeah, I noticed it.
It's a Sicilian spicy Italian mix that I have.
Amen.
Thank you, Tammy.
Yes, you're welcome.
Or as they say in my homeland, grazie.
Okay.
Halle Berry shares a unique way that Prince asked her on a date as part of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And that's next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.